Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
For the past 8 weeks, the horses were loaded into the starting gate, and at 5 p.m. on Monday, the starting bell rang, the gates flew open, and the candidates were off for the start of the 2014 election cycle. As they head down the straightaway and into the first turn, it appears that this election season will be contentious, mean, and all-consuming. In terms of the Montana House and Senate, these bodies are supposed to be a miniature reflection of the population as a whole, and the similarity to the general population is apparent even in the makeup of the races themselves, especially on the Republican side. As a people, we've grown more deeply divided in recent decades. The division began first in the Democrat Party as the party moved left and purged their moderates in the late 70s, 80s, and 90s. Now, as you look at the Democrat side of the aisle, very few conservative Democrats exist. The same thing is happening now in the Republican Party, not just in Montana, but nationally as well. Like I said, it's nothing more than a reflection of the population as a whole. In Montana, the conservative Republicans, led by Senator Art Wittig of Bozeman, and the Liberal Republicans, led by Senators Bruce Tedved of Kalispell and Lou Jones of Conrad, have all recruited heavily, resulting in a large number of Republican primaries. Some have said that it's a battle for the heart and soul of the Republican Party. As I said, in my opinion, it's a direct reflection of where we are as a people. The Liberal Republicans call themselves the Responsible Republicans, who are willing to reach across the aisle to Democrats to find workable solutions. The Conservative Republicans, ironically, agree that the Liberal Republicans are the responsible wing of the party. Responsible, they say, for government expansion. They say that the Liberals abandoned them in the last legislative session and worked with Governor Bullock to give us a whopping double-digit increase in the budget, an attempt at Medicare expansion, and the full implementation of Obamacare. The Liberal Republicans, for their part, say that the Conservatives just want to hamstring government and underfund government programs. At the end of the last session, each side vowed to hold the other side accountable, and that resulted in the extraordinary number of Republican primaries. Bruce Tedved and Lou Jones recruited Liberals to run against conservatives, and Art Wittig recruited conservatives to run against the liberals. So, where does that leave the voters? It leaves them with a clear choice. In past Republican primaries, there generally wasn't a dime's worth of difference in political philosophy between the two candidates. Now there is, and I think that's a good thing. Voters will have to sit up and pay attention. One of the candidates will be for increased spending and government expansion, the other will want to shrink the size of government. One will be pro-life, the other pro-choice. One will push the gay agenda, the other will hold for traditional values. And it's up to the voters to figure out who's who. It's not just a battle for the heart and soul of the Republican Party, it's a battle for the heart and soul of the nation as well. As Dr. Dobson once said, we're in a civil war of values, and the prize to the victor is the next generation, our children and our grandchildren. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.